Pacino.
Oppenheimer.
My man.
Wonder where she Oppenheimer.
I mean, to be fair, you know, I got a rag on you for saying, like, you only got 4 hours sleep, but I'm pretty sure I got the same. Because I woke up when you woke up, but you, I was just with my fucking phone next to my head with the vibrating going off. Oh, God. Who the hell could that possibly be? It was Chris with his requisite 3 hours of sleep. Great. Why'd I even bother? If I'm going to wake up at 8 a.m., on a day that I have specifically booked off.
You may as well have just gone into work.
What the fuck is the point?
Oh, I'm actually so surprised that I managed to get anything done, because I was sitting on the bus and I felt like I was in another world. I can't explain it. It was almost like I was there, like, physically, but mentally I was like...
Really? I felt fine.
Elsewhere. Oh, I don't know what happened.
I just had a shower and then got on with the day.
That's probably what I should have done. I don't shower in the morning, and I probably should have done that. I think it would have woke me up a bit more.
Yeah, maybe. Nice ice shower.
Yeah.
Nice cold shower. It's not what I did, but you might want
to
do it.
Yeah. No, maybe I should have, in Verner. But it's okay. I can go to sleep in a minute, and I'll be happy.
Woke up still picking pieces of cork out of my teeth. get a corkscrew like I told you to?
No, not yet.
No, not yet.
What, today?
I was going to get you one, but I went into, like, Robert Diaz, and it was, like, a tenner. I'm not getting a fucking corkscrew for a tenner.
Oh, Jesus Christ, no.
They put those in Christmas crackers.
And I was like, nah, I'm not paying that for it.
No, we could probably get one.
You better. I don't want to have to go through that again. Your wall doesn't want to have to go through that again. Look at it. Oh,
it's
God.
It's, like, stained it blue.
I felt so bad when that happened.
That was so funny. I felt
simultaneously bad for you guys and also pissed off with myself and just the world.
It was quite funny.
Stop picking fucking cork out of my wine. Filter it through a sieve into a fucking plastic container, a little jug.
What was weird was I completely forgot about it, and then I woke up and all I could see was just tissues like soaked in wine and shit on the counter, and I'm like, what on earth?
I mean, the worst part was filling up a glass with wine. I mean, like, there's still wine left in this plastic jug. So I had to then,
I
had to get, like, a tissue, piece of tissue, put it over the spout of the jug, and just suck the wine through the tissue so I wouldn't ingest cork.
Yeah.
Desperate times.
Yeah. Pretty desperate.
God.
I was fucked after that.
Yeah, I'm not
just
surprised.
The initial, just, like, the inhalation of the jug itself. And then, like, I was looking over at my full glass of wine throughout the night. I was like, I don't even want that now.
Yeah.
And it's still swimming with pieces of cork.
To be fair.
Just sat there fucking chipping away at pushing the cork into the bottle. Buy a fucking corkscrew, people. It is a common household thing. You need one of these.
I thought Chris would have bought one just for the sake of, because he's bought wine glasses and he's the one who, like, drinks, right? So I was like, maybe Chris would have bought one at least.
Chris had two bottles of wine the other night to himself.
He'll have a corkscrew.
Yeah, it's insane.
Yeah, I know.
Screw top wine. Jesus Christ. Yeah. Too much.
I know.
Too much for me.
But here we are.
Here we are. Night after the Oscars.
Oh my God.
And, oh, here's the intro. Why not? Desert Power. You like that? Cool.
Dead,
Yeah, cool. Because we're going to talk about that too. Maybe a little bit, because you've not seen it, Dee, but I feel like at some point. Don't want to spoil it for you.
Well, to be fair, the truth is I probably won't remember much.
No, well, that's okay for me then.
Oh yeah, you could probably ruin it, and I'll forget about it by the morning.
Yeah, she's barely awake.
I'm that tired. I mean, I know I did it to myself, but Kai was right. Kai looked at me and said, you've committed to it now. And I said, you're damn right. So
he was just goading you.
Yeah. And
you could have said, no, I don't have to. And then you could have gone to bed.
Yeah.
As soon as Darcy was like, oh, I might stay up for a little bit, I was like, oh, she's going to end up staying up for the whole thing. I knew instantly.
I know what I'm like, and I just don't know why I can't behave myself.
But none of us were going to be like, yeah, go to bed.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah, you guys were already like two drinks deep or whatever. You guys were like, nah, come on, join the fun. Oh, I was just like, surprisingly like awake. I thought I was going to be more dead towards the end, but I actually struggled to get to sleep. because I was so awake.
Riding that high from
Oppenheimer.
The best picture win. Anyway, I guess we should talk about that then.
Yeah, that, honestly, yeah. That was so fucking funny.
Do you
want to
go through like a list or whatever and just like rattle off, oh, that was all, whatever. I feel like...
If you guys want to get up, whatever. Yeah.
We can just do that because we usually do it. Yeah. Oscars.
Right. Why not?
Yeah, this is the EP edition.
Yeah, this is the EP Oscar edition of that one.
It was on ITV this year, which was nice.
That was nice.
I know, it's quite surprising to be fair.
Didn't have to jump through hoops to pirate it.
Yeah,
but in a way, I kind of wish
to watch it on Now TV like we did last year.
I kind of wish we had though, because we wouldn't have to keep cutting back to Jonathan Ross chatting.
Yeah,
shit
that was awful.
Who were those people? I didn't care about them. I still don't.
I'm on the Oscars.org website and it's laid out really shitey because that's how they do it. I don't care. I'm just going to go from top to bottom.
Yeah.
So you got Cillian Murphy, one actor in a leading role for Oppenheimer.
Mm-hmm.
No surprises there.
No one was surprised.
No.
Nothing really to say about it.
Yeah, literally, I think all of these are basically going to be like, yep, not all that surprising.
Yeah, I liked Paul Giamatti a lot, but I'm glad it went to Cillian.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was going to happen, I think.
It was good. You got to give the Irish something every once in a while.
Yeah, true.
They don't revolt. Jesus Christ. God.
It's just really that, isn't it?
Actor in a supporting role. And we watched all of these and we were like, okay, oh, great.
Yeah.
Robert Downey Jr. for Oppenheimer. It's another one of those.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah, deserved.
Yeah.
Mm.
We all knew it was coming.
Yeah.
That's the thing, I feel like pretty much all of these like are predicted wins one. So it was quite a safe Oscars.
Yeah, I think there was only one where we were like...
Oh, what, American Fiction winning?
Yeah.
I think that was
and
the
we
one.
Were like, whoa, what the fuck?
Mm. I would have preferred Mark Ruffalo to win that one, but whatever. Actress in a leading role went to Emma Stone for Poor Things.
Yeah.
Yeah. I liked how angry Kai got about that. But
yeah, I've seen a lot of people on Twitter getting pissed off about it.
Yeah. God damn, not another white woman. I was like, Kai, calm down.
She won because she was good.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I don't know. Maybe she did.
And I think the Academy love her.
Yeah. She's good.
Yeah, she's fun.
He was good. Mm-hmm. Lily Gladstone was good. Looking, who cares? Sandra Hüller was good.
Yeah, literally. Yeah, it could have gone to anybody and it would have been fine.
We watched that recently. That was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Anatomy of a Fall.
So I watched all the Best Picture nominees this year.
Oh, no.
You regret it?
No, I'm glad I did
it. Do you regret it?
I mean, I was a little pissed off when Oppenheimer won Best Picture. I was like, I could have like just watched none of them.
Yeah.
That is so true.
It was cool to see all the films nominated for once because I've not done that before.
Yeah, that's all right. I stopped watching Maestro because I found it boring.
Oh, yeah, I did as well.
Actress in a supporting role, Davine Joy Randolph.
Oh, yeah.
The Holdovers won that one.
Mm. She was great in that.
Good performance. Good one. I liked her a lot. She probably would have been my pick anyway. I didn't see The Color Purple on Nyad, but yeah, why not?
Nah, me neither.
Mm.
America Ferrera shouldn't have been nominated.
No.
I love America
Ferrera.
Should
Emily Blunt.
Why not ever? No, she wasn't in it that much, was she?
In Oppenheimer? No, but it's just like, whatever.
Yeah, I guess.
She's there.
Yeah, but it was going to happen because it was Oppenheimer, right? Like,
yeah.
You could have just blown into the camera for a second, you probably would have nominated for an Oscar for Oppenheimer.
Like, Christopher Nolan is so often criticised for how shitty his female characters are.
Yeah.
And it's like, we got to give him one, though.
Yeah.
Emily Blunt.
Yeah, but it wasn't
just
even
put her in there,
made.
And it wasn't even like a great performance.
Yeah,
like, it was good for the what was written for her. She did a good job in it, but it's not like Oscar worthy. She's just like a background character.
Yeah, fair enough.
Should have gone to Florence Pugh.
Yeah, I didn't even know she was there until like what towards the end when she just randomly
right
appeared, and I
was
like,
there.
What the fuck? She was there the whole
keeping away from the cameras.
Yeah, God bless.
Animated feature film went to The Boy and the Heron.
Yeah, deserved.
Yeah, good one. As always.
Didn't want to go to Spider-Man because they had to patch that movie and that pissed me off. Cinematography, Oppenheimer, again.
Yeah.
Van Hoytema. He's good, man.
He is great.
I like him a lot.
That film does look incredible.
Yeah, why not? Fucking Maestro was nominated because it was in black and white, I guess.
Yeah. 4:3 in a lot of it.
That doesn't feel very...
Yeah,
I don't know.
Cinemari.
No, I don't know. It's just like, is it really special if you film in black and white and make a screen square? Not really.
I can do that on my phone.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I'm not trying to be a dick.
It's like
just
a good looking movie, but it's not a great looking movie, I'd say.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Costume design went to poor things. Holly Waddington's costumes.
Yeah. She was cool. She was one of the little eye earrings. She was cool. Oh, yeah. I liked her. Yeah.
She went there. Cool. No upset here so far.
No, really. No, I mean, I wasn't really upset with anyone who was winning.
I don't think I was either. No. Directing went to Nolan.
Yeah, deserved.
Yeah, why not?
I feel like it was, bound to happen, isn't it?
Any of them could have got it and I would have been like, cool.
Yeah.
Why not? Could have nominated more women, but whatever.
Too much to ask.
Too much to ask. One woman. They get one woman in this
one.
Yeah,
you get one woman and then you get one marginalised group and that's it.
Documentary feature went to 20 Days in Mariupol.
Honestly, that looked
not
like...
Not seen any of these.
Oh, no. Actually, that was probably the most shocking and hilarious part of that whole award show was these poor people talking about how horrendous the state of it all was. And then it got booted off by I'm Just Ken in the background. I'm like, this is amazing.
I don't think they got booted off.
Well, no,
they just played afterwards.
No. Yeah, it was
so funny. I actually can't believe the timing of that was absolutely just god awful.
That was great.
It was really funny.
It was really
funny.
Good, yeah. That was a highlight. And then also, like, Al Pacino coming out and he looked fucked.
He did, didn't he?
And we were like, well, what's going to happen here? To announce the ultimate winner of Best Picture. And he just doesn't name any of the nominees. He just goes straight to fucking the one that won. I was like, what the fuck?
The thing is, I didn't even catch it, to be honest, because it was so, like, sudden. He was like, and what do I see? Oh, Oppenheimer. And then he starts reading out the names of
the
people
that
worked on it.
They did it with the best original song as well. They didn't announce the nominees.
No. They just kind of, I just saw
Billie Eilish as well.
Yeah, for this get up and we were like, oh, right, I guess they won it then.
Documentary short went to The Last Repair Shop. Cool.
Sounds cute, to be fair.
Editing went to Oppenheimer. Good editing.
Fair, fine, whatever.
Wouldn't have minded Anatomy of a Fall for that one. That was good editing. And Killers of the Flower Moon, of course. International feature film went to the Zone of Interest for the UK, baby! Suck it,
we
Japan!
Did it.
We won!
Suck it, boys.
Suck it, Spain! Get lost. That's a great movie, though.
Yeah.
Good one. Really good.
Yeah, it is.
Makeup and hairstyling, Poor Things.
Yeah.
Nadia Stacey, Mark Coulier, and Josh Weston.
To be expected, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Golda. Still don't know what Golda is. No clue.
No.
No. Oppenheimer. Shouldn't have been nominated.
For what? What, hair and makeup?
For makeup and hairstyle, yeah.
What the fuck? It literally, everyone just looked like...
Just suits, innit?
Yeah. I think that's lazy. I think that's
so that one scene where like, everybody's like fried from the atomic bomb.
Yeah that's
and all
sick.
Their faces go...
Yeah.
The skin just flapping about.
Yeah, but does one scene constitute as...
No, exactly. Yeah. Original score. Ludwig Göransson for Oppenheimer.
Fair.
Well done. That was well deserved.
Yeah, great stuff.
Again,
like
can't say
one.
Much to that, innit?
Yep. Fucking music original song went to The Fire Inside, Flaming Hot. No, it didn't.
That song actually slapped, though.
Yeah, it was, well.
No, it didn't.
No, it didn't.
What, it popped off, man.
But that went to What Was I Made For from Barbie.
Boom.
By Billie Eilish and her concubine.
Literally, that ginger gazer.
What, Phineas?
Yeah.
Should have gone to Killers of the Flower Moon for that one.
To be fair, that actually really did pop off, to be fair.
Song from my people.
Yeah. It was cool.
Fuck me. Okay, well, I'll skip Best Picture until right at the end. No, we'll just do it. Fuck it. Oppenheimer. That we already said it. That one. Just with no ceremony whatsoever. Al Pacino with his fucking shaking hands, just opening an envelope a bit too much. And we're like, you're doing it wrong, man. I know how to open an envelope for this and you're doing it wrong.
It was so anticlimactic. Like, it just ended after that and I thought, yep, sounds about right for Oppenheimer,
doesn't
it? Let's
get the fuck out of it,
Pretty much. Yeah.
Production design, Poor Things won that one.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah,
I get that. Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Here's one that we all laughed at. Animated short film. Went to War Is Over, inspired by the music of John and Yoko.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, well, that's because it's John and Yoko.
Thanks, Yoko.
Yeah, fuck that.
Live action short film, The Wonderful Story of Henry Sugar, Wes Anderson and Steve Rails.
Wes Anderson's first Oscar.
I still can't believe considering. Yeah. But do you know what? If that's what wins.
Yeah, he wasn't there because he's filming his new movie in Germany, apparently.
Oh, what a G.
Yeah, fair enough.
Love you, Wes. Always will.
Yeah, I liked that short. I thought it was good.
Yeah, it was good.
It was the best one of the lot, I would say.
Sound. Which one had, like, the best sound? That went to the zone of interest.
Yeah.
Good sound on that one.
Yeah.
It's good sound.
Yeah, I wasn't mad about that.
No. Just don't really understand what that category means, ultimately.
No, yeah. I still think they need a stuntman category. Now that it has been mentioned and put in the ether, I think it should be a thing. Mm.
They gave him their due. They were like, we sort of appreciate you guys.
But not enough.
Give you a little montage.
Yeah.
For how much you risk your lives to make us look awesome.
Yeah, legit.
Visual effects went to Godzilla Minus One. We're all there.
That was pretty sick.
Yeah. Great.
I was just excited for Kai because I put it on his little bingo card. And
well
he was
deserved.
Buzzing. Yeah.
Adapted screenplay went to American Fiction.
Pretty funny.
Yeah.
That is memey to no end.
It's not the best written movie. It's fairly generic.
Over Barbie, Oppenheimer, Poor Things, and The Zone of Interest, really.
Quite interesting that it did that, I think.
Yeah, it's got to win something,
like,
I guess.
Yeah, they were like, it's got to win something.
If it doesn't win anything, then they're like, what's even the point of it being there?
That's so true. Was that the only one it won?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, you had to give it one. It was like participation.
Because the Flower Moon didn't win anything.
Yeah, but everybody knows who fucking Scorsese is.
Yeah.
You've got to nominate him. You've got to.
Yeah, true. You've got to throw your hat in the ring, innit?
But they probably didn't even watch it.
No, probably not.
Yeah.
It's too long, isn't it? It's 4 hours long. I'm not watching that.
Nah.
I just watched the trailer. I just watched the TikTok highlights.
Yeah. They watch like the YouTube shorts of people like breaking it down. Yeah.
I liked Lily Gladstone. She was in it for half an hour. She's good.
See, I think maybe she should have won her category based on the fact that she was in it for like 3 minutes.
Still got nominated for actress.
That's crazy, isn't it? Yeah.
Why not?
Quite an achievement, to be fair.
And this is the last one, writing original screenplay, Anatomy of a Fall.
Yeah, deserved.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well written.
Yeah,
really well written.
Very cool. Yeah, very violent. I love it. Yeah.
Apparently, Steven Spielberg is trying to commission Justin Triet now to make a movie for him.
Okay.
I could see that being
funkalicious. Fool to reject that.
100%. Jesus Christ.
Fool.
Yeah, don't. Keep going.
I don't know. You should probably get a lot of money for it.
Yeah, keep pressing. That's it, honey. Mm.
Yeah, nothing really all that of note happened, I guess.
No, not really.
They tried to like force it in. They're like, what if John Cena was naked? And I was like, whoa.
Oh yeah, I actually completely forgot about that until I saw a meme about it earlier.
Messi the dog was there.
Clapping with his little dog.
By popular demand.
Yeah. I actually love the fact that the Academy backed out. They were like, dog's gotta be there, I guess.
Yeah, they banned him.
Can't believe they banned him. He's a fucking dog. He's cute as shit.
Yeah, get over it.
Yeah,
they're like,
oh,
damn, the BAFTA's got a dog in there, I guess. Guess we'll put him in. Sure.
Egypt.
After being torn apart on Twitter.
Yeah, a fucking dog of all things as well. God damn. Anyway, I was happy to see him.
All we got was like just Jonathan Ross and his cronies getting progressively more fucked.
Who were these people? They were so annoying.
They were so annoying. They didn't know what they were talking about either.
No. Kai was
like
getting
the woman
so
who compared
angry.
Killers of the Flower Moon to Emmerdale at one point.
She did what?
Yeah.
What, the blonde one?
Yeah.
Really?
She also said The Zone of Interest was the greatest movie she's ever seen in her whole life.
She said that about a couple of movies.
Yeah.
That she can have an opinion for, but how are you going to be comparing out movies to like fucking Emmerdale? Like, you can't be doing that.
Yeah, and they just kept slagging off everything as well.
Mm.
Like, they were slagging off the movies and saying that they don't like them, and they were like slagging off the ceremony and the jokes and stuff.
See, no, that's the only bit I did like was that it was basically just like, that is exactly what British people would do whilst watching the Oscars as being like, God, this is fucking awful.
It did have
a bit of an
edge to it, I feel like, where everybody who went up on stage was like, this is bullshit, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it was, I'll accept the award anyway, but still bullshit.
I almost feel like no one cares about the Oscars anymore.
It did
just
really
kind of,
feel like that.
Yeah.
Like, everyone just seemed miserable.
I don't think anyone really likes being there. I just think they go because they get that cool gift bag and they get like 20 grand worth of shit. You get loads of shit for going to one of those.
Jimmy Kimmel was really awful as always.
Yeah.
He's always cringe. Like that I don't know who writes his jokes.
Yeah,
but
made a really tasteless joke about Robert Downey Jr. Yeah.
Did he? I don't remember this. What about him?
Take it away, Chris.
It was like something like, this is the highest point of his career or something.
Yeah, like referenced like a really shitty movie he made like back in the day or whatever.
And also references like drug use.
Yeah, but everyone knew he was a massive druggo. Like,
you can joke about it now.
Fruit in it, I suppose. Yeah, exactly. The thing is, he's one of those people that clearly doesn't give a fuck, because I remember like people basically ripping him a new one and he would just be like, yep, that's...
Yeah, he owns it.
That's me. He don't give a fuck. I wanted
him to win, because like if nothing else, when Robert Downey Jr. goes onto the stage, you're like, I'm paying attention to this man.
He's
a great talker.
He could chat shit all day.
Just very charming, charismatic guy.
He really is.
Fucking somebody needs to interview him for a podcast. We get him on the podcast and just have him chat a bunch of shit.
I would love for him to be on the podcast.
Fly him in.
We won't even talk to him. It's just like, all right, go. Go, Robert. Why not?
Just get him to talk about the Ocean's movies on our behalf.
Yeah.
He'd be like, I watched the other two, so you don't have to. And then he'll rattle on.
Yeah. Okay, that's that. The Oscars, fucking whatever.
Fun night.
I mean, yeah.
It was a fun night. I had a good time.
Yeah.
Wasn't as good as last year, though.
No, my sister texted me about the bingo cards that I made, and she said that I was cheating because she thought that I had watched the Oscars and then made the bingo cards because the references were too on the nose. And I was like, no, I just stole them from like a bunch of other bingo cards that I got sent.
Yeah.
I'm pretty upset about it, actually.
Jonathan Ross and his guys were playing bingo as well.
Yeah. But Kai actually won the Oscars bingo.
What does he get?
I don't know. He hasn't asked me for anything yet. Like,
you owe him a favour.
I owe him something, but I don't know what yet. I was too
You'll
tired to think of anything.
Like a month's time, at like 3 a.m. I need that favour now. I'm in a tight situation.
Yeah, he'll be like, I need a car. Well, Kai, you and me both.
You can't ask why, but I'm on a barge in Norway.
I need to borrow $6,000. Remember that bingo card I won last year?
I'm cashing in. It's all been building to this moment.
Oh yeah, I'm so ready for it. But knowing Kai, it would just be like,
just buy me a pint.
Yeah, it would be nothing.
Or it'd be like, no, I feel bad. I feel bad. Don't buy me a pint.
No,
it's all right.
I signed up for it. I put it in there. I did it last year as well.
Did you?
Yeah, but I think Chris won it last year.
I don't even remember last year.
No.
No, that one felt so much longer for some reason.
Yeah, it probably was.
I think it might have been. I think it ran over longer.
Mm.
Yeah, I remember having a picture of us when we were like, it's still going. Mm. It was like 3 a.m, I swear to God.
Cool. Thank you, Al Pacino. Yes, that's that. Should we talk about Dune 2? Dune Part 2 of 10? However fuck many they're going to make. I don't know.
Who knows?
Who knows? And Denny will do one more.
Yeah.
And in like 10 years, we'll get Dune Part 3 forever. The forever Dune.
The Dune.
Like, I don't know. Fucking Spielberg's mate will make a Dune movie. And it'll be shit. So this came out. And
jeez.
Yeah, okay, fine. Yeah, Dune 2. Dune Part 2. It came out. We all saw it. Not you, Darcy. Just me and Chris. It's the highly anticipated carry-on sort of sequel thing to Dune Part 1, or just Dune. Well, I don't know why they fucking call it Dune and just not Dune Part 1. They're going to confuse people.
Yeah, they probably thought that some people wouldn't go see it if they saw Part 1 in the title.
Yeah. Like Zack Snyder's Rebel Moon Part 1, Child of Fire. This is like that if that movie was well made and well thought out and anyone besides Zack Snyder cared about making it. I watched it again today just to do it. because I had a day off. It's like 2.5 hours long. Everyone's like, this is the best movie ever made or whatever. This is leaps and bounds beyond that first movie. And I'm kind of not with that. I think, well, I mean, when I got out the first time, I was thinking, what the fuck was that? That was mad. But I have no idea really what to think about it. And I just sort of walked home like, whoa, it's very overwhelming. Yeah. Takes over your senses. It's that kind of movie. It's long. It's like a hit. I felt that way about the first one as well. That's why I saw it 4 times in the cinema. But the first time is just like to have it like hit you like a fucking shot of heroin. And then the next time is to go back and understand what it was sort of saying or like what it was about. So I feel like the second time I watched it, I definitely understood a bit more about what it was about. Where I was getting kind of, I felt the runtime a lot more in the first go round.
Oh, yeah.
Because it is long. And at a certain point, I was like, what's like the end goal here?
Yeah.
I don't know. And what does part two mean in terms of like an ultimate story that they're trying to tell? And are we going to get 3 parts or are we going to get 4 parts or has it been announced? I don't know. I think they'll do 3. I feel like it, any more than that, I'm out of there. Don't need any more.
Yeah, I think the plan is that they want to do, I think, all 6 of the original books, but I don't know if they will. I think it just all depends how they perform and stuff.
Dune Messiah. They'll make that.
Yeah, that's the next one.
After Denis makes his other sci-fi movie. Just keeps doing them. He just keeps going. Fucking Rendezvous with Rama. That'll come out and then he'll be like, now I'm back to Dune.
Yeah.
Now I'm back to doing Dune. Yeah, what did you think of it, Chris?
I had a really good time with it. I watched the first one again, I think the same day.
Yeah.
I hadn't actually watched the first one since I saw it when it came out. So that was fun to rewatch.
Better worse?
Yeah, I thought it was definitely better. But I really enjoyed watching them pretty much back to back. I think I got a lot more out of the experience because it was so fresh in my brain.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I got quite a lot out of it.
Yeah, I also watched the first one again to refresh my memory, even though I've seen it maybe 9 times now. I think I've seen that movie a fair few. That's probably the movie I've watched the most ever.
Wow.
And I pre-ordered the 4K of the second one as soon as I got out of there the first time. I don't think it's like better or worse than the first one. It's just like it feeds into this grander narrative and into all like puzzle pieces of this one big thing. And I was thinking while I was watching it today, I was like, you know, for like a smaller part of this grander narrative, it's a big part. There is a lot going on here. I think people are really enjoying like Austin Butler for his performance, which is interesting because he shows up like halfway through, maybe even more than that, but he does steal the show a bit.
Yeah, he does. He's insane.
I love the that aesthetic of going to like the Gady Prime and it's all like monochrome.
Yeah, that looked really cool.
That was a good decision, I think. All the fireworks that they were going off, I was like, oh, these guys celebrate with fireworks, but it's like black oil popping in the sky. Yeah. Look really crazy. And I was wondering, like, what's like the point of showing like all these like other things that are going on where like the Leia Seydoux comes in? She's like, what if I fucked Austin Butler? And I was like, why did that happen? But I do think we'll see how that develops. And I got a better sense of why they were doing it this time around rather than because it's juggling a lot and a lot happens to different characters. And in the first go, I was thinking like this character of Jamis who appeared in person right at the end of that movie. I was like, they reference him a lot and Paul himself, he sort of goes into his mind and is like, you got to help me, man. You got to help me, Jamis. I'm like, you didn't know him. You saw him like one time and then like you killed him. And then, and now you're like, he was sort of my best mate though. But I definitely understood more so in the second go round why that was happening. And I think I was taking it at a sort of face value. All these visions that he's having throughout the movie, I'm like, well, what does that like mean? Or how does that feed into what he's doing? But I think a lot of it is not actually supposed to literally take place. Or I don't think like the visions that he's having is something that will eventually happen. I just think it's something that's planting the seeds in his mind for things that could eventually happen in different sorts of ways and with different people.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they do a lot of like really interesting stuff like that. With like this, basically the different like narratives and the past, present and the future all tying into his abilities and stuff.
Yeah, he's supposed to be this sort of the Kwisatzhara, this guy who's like the messiah who's going to connect past and future into one thing, and he'll be able to like sort of time travel in a way through like the galaxy and shit like that. And then they're all like, this is the guy. This is like, if there was ever like one true god, it's fucking Timmy Chalamet, apparently. He's the guy. I wondered this time around if I so much got on board with like this white savior aspect that they got going on, but I understand where they're going with it, and it definitely got more to do with this religious angle that they're going for, and this examination of extremist religions, and there's this meme going around fucking Javier Bardem being like, he's the Lizan al-Gaib. And anytime Paul does anything, he's like, Lizan al-Gaib. I'm like, yeah, it's funny. It's a funny meme. Probably won't be funny in a year, but whatever. I'm having fun with it now.
Yeah, it's funny now.
Yeah, it's funny now. And I was thinking, like, as I watched it the second time, with that meme knowledge, I'm like, is it a bit goofy or is it a bit funny? And I found a lot of it to be more funny in the part two than in part one. I think they lean more into the humor with it. And I think they lean more into like probably more to do with character development in this one, whereas I think the first one was more about setting up the world and what they were doing in that. So the comedy threw me off at first, but I was more on board with it the second go around. And I do still enjoy. I think when in that final confrontation with Austin Butler, as soon as that all ends, fucking Javier Bardem comes up and he's like, it's the Lizan al-Gaib, and I was like, I sort of almost laughed, but it was like a kind of, if you don't laugh you'll cry, because it's this idea that he's like, it's like indoctrination, and it's like you basically brainwashed all of these people. And it's like at the end of it, it's a very Empire type ending, I think, where like you know that it's like not going to go well after this, really, if they keep on this path. I'm excited to see how it goes later, but I think everybody ends up in a different place drastically to where they were at the beginning, because they're ingesting this fucking worm juice, and as soon as they ingest the worm juice, they go insane.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I think it really, like, I think both of these movies kind of complement each other. I feel like it's definitely watching the second one, I feel like going back to the first one, I'll probably enjoy it a lot more now, kind of knowing how it all ties together and, what references into what.
Yeah, I'll be excited in, 10 years' time where I have them all on 4K. I can do one single marathon where they just watch them back to back. That'll be fun.
A whole day.
Yeah, why not? I found a lot of it to be very creepy. Yeah, this like tone, I think, is able to balance really well this like more horror aspects of the film, where I didn't altogether get that from the first movie, but because it's so overwhelming and oppressive, it's still very overwhelming when I watched it the second time. But it came with this fear factor to it.
Yeah.
And this idea of things being like very high tension and like everything's at stake here. So when people fuck up, they fuck up tremendously. And this horror aspect, and this I enjoyed like the balancing of these louder scenes and like the more quieter scenes, and I think Denis does that very well, is to like hone in on these smaller aspects of movies that are so grand in scope that it's very astonishing that he's able to still have a lot of these moments where it's like, and here's like a little mouse doing his thing, and it's like trying to complement like the grander scale of it with these smaller pieces and like shots of just like people walking, people's footsteps and stuff like that. I think that's all blended really well with it. I went I was like in the cinema today, and the fucking sound, man, I don't know what was going on, but it was so loud.
Yeah, it was really loud when I saw it.
It was like being in fucking D-Box or something. Like, anytime, like, yeah.
Amazing.
The worm scenes happened. Anytime a worm showed up, the seat would go fucking crazy.
Yeah, I had that. But I kind of liked that. Kind of added to the experience.
Yeah, mine was, like, excessively loud, though. And yeah. I felt, like, the whole theatre shake. And I was like, is it going to, like, cave in on me? Am I going to be buried here because they played Dune 2 too loudly?
What a way to go there.
No, yeah, no, it could be worse. It could be worse, but it could be a lot better.
Yeah.
Yeah. God damn. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really have anything to add. It's not super fresh in my mind now.
No, it's one of those that I need to go back to a lot and understand more. But I still have had like a fantastic time with it both times.
I really enjoyed it.
Very fast-paced for what it is, especially this time around.
Yeah, a lot more action and stuff than the first movie.
Yeah, and I think they kind of did away with like the bodyguard thing that they have, like that little sort of shield. I think that kind of worked in the movie's favour. They do still have it, but it is done away with. There's like a gladiator scene where Austin Butler just like, he has his little body shield, but then he takes it off. He's like, no, I'm like kind of awesome and I don't even need it. That whole scene was awesome.
Yeah, that was sick.
It was incredible. Anytime fucking the Baron shows up, it still looks insane to me. He's on like, I guess like life support, but he's like floating with his like ball attached to him. It's crazy.
It is sick.
So crazy. Yeah, I'm not going to rattle on about it. I thought it was really good. I'll watch it again many more times. Anyone who wants to watch that with me in the cinema, you just have to ask. I'll go. I'll cancel whatever plans I have. I will go and see part two again. Yeah. That's what I did today. That's not, but I didn't go. I was like, why don't I just go and see Dune 2 again? And I was like the only guy there. The only one in the cinema. Well, they're like
on a Monday.
Yeah, Monday afternoon.
Yeah, you know.
And still like really good performances. Like Timothée Chalamet. I think he did a lot more in this one.
Timothée Chalamet. Yeah.
I think he did a lot more in this one. And there's like a character switch at some point, and I think he handles it very well. But I think it was quite fast, and I didn't really understand why that was the first time I watched it. But second time around, I was like, yeah, this totally makes sense for what they're going for. Rebecca Ferguson always pulls it out of the park as well.
Yeah, she was great.
And also, I really like Zendaya in the part too.
Mm, yeah, she was good.
She was good.
It's good Everyone to see a lot good. More of her. She wasn't in the first one that much.
Yeah, no, she was just sort of
there, isn't it? Yeah.
Sort of a sexy vision that Paul kept having.
Fair.
Yeah, one of the most insane scenes in any movie, I think, was like the worm riding scene.
Yeah, that was great.
Stuck to my seat the entire time, both times. I was like, what the fucking hell, it's happening. It's so crazy. Just the way they're able to, like, I do think about like how you storyboard that and then like put that
and then
into
do it. Yeah.
You
know,
like, he writes it, he storyboards it, and now he's like, now it's just put it onto the screen. Like, how the fuck do you do that? It's crazy. I saw a side by side comparison of that scene and then the scene in David Lynch's Dune where that happens. I was like, it's like night and day.
Yeah, it's pretty goofy in that movie.
Yeah, it seemed like it. Cool. That'll get cinematography.
Yeah, hopefully.
That probably will. Cool. Dune Part 2. Just as poo? No. It's sort of good, actually. Should we rate it?
Yeah, what are we going to rate it out of?
Just worm juice.
Worm juice, okay. Yeah, I had a really good time with this one. I do want to watch it again.
Yeah.
Feel like I could get a lot more out of it on a second watch, but had a really great time. Give it 10 worm juices out of 10.
I like it.
Yeah, I had a good time with it. It's also like weird. It's like a weird movie.
Yeah.
Really don't get movies like this at all. Really ever. Denis like the only one doing them, and he can continue doing them for as long as he likes. I will keep going. Great director. Great movie. 10 worm juices out of 10. Loved it.
Nice.
Okay. Should we end it?
Might as well.
We watched a movie chosen by the wheel, and we were supposed to watch 3 movies, and then we cut it off because the first movie sucked so hard.
Well, I wouldn't say that's why. I think we just
we got tired of it. You got tired. It was sunny outside. Yeah, I wanted to go out.
I think we finally hit the point of we work full time. This is a waste of life.
This is a waste of my life. Yeah.
We finally hit the peak.
The first time we've done this.
Yeah.
Since, actually, no, we only did it once before.
No.
We stopped watching Beverly Hills Cop. At least we went back to it.
But then we went back to it. Yeah.
Yeah. This we just gave up.
Full stop. But I feel like they're all the same.
Yeah.
Ocean's 11.
We've been doing it for quite a while. So.
Yeah.
We knew it was coming eventually. It was foreshadowed, really, by us going, next time we actually just want to go outside, we should just go outside. And we were like, yeah, fuck it.
Yeah.
And then we did. And it wasn't even sunny anymore.
No.
Yeah, that was
Ocean's
pissed.
11 drained the sunlight from the sky.
Apparently so. I had fun. Yeah.
Heist movie. They rob banks.
Yeah.
George Clooney's there. Matt Damon's there. Brad Pitt's there.
Yeah.
Elliot Gould's there.
Some other geezers.
And Don Cheadle doing the worst fucking British accent you've ever heard in your life.
Yeah, that was. Yeah.
Directed by Steven Soderbergh as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Talked about him on the podcast before.
Yeah, he's all right. He's a good guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this one wasn't good.
I don't know. I like it, but.
It's whatever, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's just pretty mediocre, yeah. I think.
I think it's just one of those movies that I kind of like. Once I've ever gone out of my way to watch it, but like if it's ever been on, I'm like, oh yeah, like you can have that on in the background where you're like chatting to your family or like,
movie.
Yeah, I don't know. I like the film.
Yeah.
It's nothing like particularly like special, but.
No, I think.
But I don't know. I don't have a bad time watching it.
It's just like, why are you doing this? First of all, I want to like know why the characters are doing this. Cause like, you know, George Clooney gets out of jail and Brad Pitt's like, what if we did something that could put you back in jail? And he's like, yeah, I'll do that. Sure.
Yeah, why not?
Well, I'll rob three banks in one night, three casinos in one night.
Yeah, why not?
Why not?
Yeah, why not?
Why not?
Exactly.
That was his exact reason.
That's it.
I'm like, oh, maybe he's got like a family to pay for. He needs some brother overseas that he needs to get back with a bunch of money. I don't know. Anything. Literally anything.
No, he just does it because he likes it.
Yeah. Mm. Why not? Why the fuck not?
Yeah.
It all plays out exactly how you think it would. It's not particularly tense, really, at all, actually.
No, not ever. At all.
Because, you know, if there's nothing to the characters, or there's no understanding of, like, why they're doing it past just to do it, what's to invest in?
Mm.
That's my problem with these kinds of movies. It's like, it's all you need to know about the movie is what you could describe it from like a top level, and it doesn't want to go any further than that with it.
It's also hard to feel any real stakes knowing that there's two more of them.
Yeah.
Each with one more crew member.
Yeah. What if this time we did it with nine?
What if this time we did it with women?
What if this time we did it with women and there were nine of us because we couldn't afford 11 people?
Yeah, too many on the roster.
Yeah. Surely you could afford more because, you know, women and you just pay them less.
Yeah, like, what the fuck?
They didn't want to do it.
Yeah, fair enough. I don't know if I've seen I don't think I've seen the other two. I don't think.
No, this is the only one that I've seen. Just dog shit. Who the fuck edited this movie? Like, it was like Movie Maker-esque at some point.
It is really ugly. Oh, well, do you mean
the
like
transition?
Yeah. Oh, I just thought it was contrasty.
Editing in terms of the transitions, disgusting to look at. Editing in terms of like the colours and the colour saturation, horrible.
Yeah, it was
absolutely horrible.
That was the worst part of it.
If it would look better on like a Blu-ray or something like that, with the transfer.
I don't know.
It's 2001, they all look like this.
The thing is, I don't remember the film being that ugly when I've seen it before, but it was really noticeable. Like everyone was like orange, you know, like not even like people.
You weren't even people colour. I think Soderbergh, he loves making yellow movies.
Yeah, it looked very sick. Like,
we talked about this when we did like Magic Mike. Did we do Magic Mike?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, I don't even I remember that.
I mean, yeah,
but it's like not
that
even
looks slightly better ish
yeah, that was awful. What the fuck.
Chris wouldn't agree,
yeah, he loves it, but he's just like a guy who makes yellow movies. It's like, what the, choose another colour.
Yeah, I feel
Steven.
Like he's the kind of guy that he gets his colour palettes from, like, you know, when you go to a all-night gas station and it's like proper like mid-lit. That's the vibe that I get from his like colour turns. It's gross. disgusting.
His Caliber palette. From just like, he goes to the toilet in the middle of the night and he doesn't flush and he wakes up in the morning and looks in the toilet and that's how he gets it.
Yeah. It is hideous stuff. It's like nightclub toilet-esque. It's just...
disgusting.
It's not even necessary either. I don't think it even fits the vibe of the movie. It's just gross.
What's the vibe of the movie?
Heisty.
It's got a kind of heisty vibe to it.
Just men being men.
Yeah. George Clooney being him. Being sexy and cool and suave.
Didn't you guys say that was quite annoying though? Like, George.
Yeah, I said I hate a movie where George Clooney gets everything he wants.
Yeah, because he's George Clooney. Yeah. Fair.
I'm bored of that.
Pretty much every character is just the same. Yeah. Like, just some classy sort of guy.
That is true. And they're all attractive men, and it's like, okay, great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
fucking brilliant. Casey Affleck there just to fucking stand around and look pretty. They don't even do anything.
None of them do anything.
No. Matt Damon, he was also there.
That's true.
He wore stripy shirts and they look terrible.
They don't suit him. Yeah. I don't think he suits stripes. He's not that kind of guy.
Yeah, one woman in this as well. Get Julia Roberts in.
Yeah.
Like, who else can we pull from the Friends cast roster? Julia Roberts.
That is,
yeah, sure.
Yeah.
She was in Friends. Brad Pitt was in Friends. Fucking Don Cheadle. Nah, they didn't like black people in that show. They didn't like him. Surprised George Clooney was never in Friends, to be honest. I feel like they could have got him.
I thought he was, you know.
Really?
I think he was, you know. I don't know. I've got to look it up.
Let's just do that instead. George Clooney.
Who was in Friends?
I think he was.
He feels like the sort of guy who would be.
I'm pretty sure he was.
Brad Pitt was in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was good.
That was my mum's favourite episode, the one with Brad Pitt.
George Clooney Friends. No, I don't want it to be like a list of... Oh, he was. He fucking was. He was a doctor. Yeah.
Yeah, he was dating Monica, wasn't he? Is that right?
Rachel. He just looks so young in that, so I don't recognise him. Of course. Yep. Yeah, let's get George Clooney. He was in Friends.
True.
For like a heist movie, most of this movie is just people talking. It's like almost soap opera like levels at points, just characters talking about their lives and shit. Yeah.
So you say it's the vibe is heisty, but it's not even that.
It's just drama, like just characters talking about nothing.
Mm. Felt like they wanted to be Mission Impossible, but didn't want to go the whole hog with
it.
That movie shits all over this.
Yeah, you got Julia Roberts and George Clooney pretty much just talking about their relationship ending for the whole movie.
Yeah.
That's about it. And that takes up like 90% of the runtime.
Yeah,
Julia, I still love you. She's like, well, too bad,
yeah,
George.
Tough
I'm
luck,
sorry,
brother.
It's too bad.
Yeah.
What if it wasn't too bad, Julia?
You're like, oh,
great.
Yeah, okay.
All this fucking bullshit. I think people like this movie.
Yeah, a lot of people do.
Yeah,
people like all these movies.
It's just so boring.
Yeah,
like
I don't
nothing.
See it.
I said within the first 5 minutes, I was like, no, I'm done. It's going to be bad. And you guys were like, no, give it a chance. It's all right, really. I mean, I think we still feel the same sort of way, actually.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, just, I would never watch it again.
No.
Absolutely not.
No, I think for like the first 15, 20 minutes, I was like, oh, okay, it's not the worst. And then it just didn't really go anywhere. And it was just kind of repeating itself over and over and over again.
Yeah. Yeah. Just no stakes to it. There's no. And the DVD kept skipping, which actually sort of made it more fun.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it'll be over sooner. The subtitles were fucked up as well. Just like, they're not saying what's actually being said in here.
Yeah. It's like bridged versions on screen.
Yeah, annoying. Claire de Lune plays at the end. Why the fuck did you do that? There's just no point to it. That last scene was my favourite, though. They just, like, stand. They're all stood there, like, at a fountain.
Yeah, that was quite funny.
Sort of one by one, they're just, like look at each other and they smile and they're like, we did it. We robbed three casinos or whatever. I'm like, haha. I'll, and then Matt Damon's like, all right, I'm heading off. Good night, fellas. I'll leave you to stare at the fountain a bit longer. And then, I don't know, it cuts and then fucking Topher Grace leaves and then cuts again and fucking George Clooney leaves. It's like, okay, why do you just leave? Why don't you just all leave together? What is so interesting about this fountain that, like, some of you decide to stay there and some of you decide, I'll leave now. This fountain is more interesting to me over the course of 10 minutes than it is to fucking Don Cheadle over the course of 15. Like,
true.
Okay, great.
So true.
What's the point? Yeah.
Don't think there's anything else to say about it, really.
Yeah, and then we gave up.
No, it's just kind of...
And we went outside to enjoy the sun.
Which lasted for about 5 seconds.
Yeah, but we got out of the house, and that's what.
I saw two corgis, and that was even better.
Yeah. Don't see two corgis here in this movie.
No,
or mine.
True.
Nothing like that there. No. Just sadness and disappointment.
So true. Oh, well.
Yeah, oh, well. Cool. Guess we'll rate this one out of Don Cheadle's British accent.
I'm going to rate Don Cheadle's British accent because that was horrendous. I'll give it like a minus 10.
Thank you, Don.
Just a very bland, boring movie. Doesn't really do anything interesting. I was hoping for a bit more like vibrance and fun from like a heist movie, especially with like all these charismatic actors, but it was just very dull. So I give it like 5 Don Cheadle's British accents out of 10.
Yeah, there are better heist movies. Go watch Mission Impossible. Is that a heist movie? They do a heist of that, I'm pretty sure.
Heat.
Yeah. Yeah. You want a good heist movie? Jesus Christ. Heat. There was no heat in this. It was just lukewarm ass. 3 Don Cheadle's British accents out of 10.
Beautiful stuff. I liked it, but I don't have enough left in my body to defend it in any way, shape, or form. So 7 Don Cheadle Breedle accentos.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, I like the film. Yeah, I do like the film.
Enough.
Yeah, yeah.
Fair play.
I watched it with my mum.
I wasn't a total washout then. That's good.
No, I do like the movie. Yeah, I honestly don't have any leg to stand on to even try and justify why.
Yeah.
No.
These DVDs went straight into the charity bin the following day.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, they were out on the table and I went, oh, better take them with you. To be fair, we don't need them.
Won't watch any of them again.
No, I only watch it when it's on TV. I won't. Yeah.
I also won't. Right. That's that.
Oh, that was a little slam.
It was a little slam. For the slamming a new thing we've got going on where we got sick and tired of having a wheel dictate to us what we were going to watch week in, week out. And you might ask yourself, why is it taking you 3 years to realise this? We're not that smart.
Right.
That's fair.
We're making a change here.
Yeah, I think we were just like, oh, it's just the format, that's it. Yeah. That's how it's always been.
Yeah, interrupt me, cool. We're making a change here at the Sunday Movie Marathon Podcast. Fucking Jesus Christ. We're just going to pick what we want to pick now. That's it. What the fuck? Why the hell did this not occur to us sooner? So we're going to do that. And I guess for the next episode, it's coming out in 2 weeks' time. Chris is going to do one of what he wants to watch. Then we'll do... like me, I guess, and then Darcy, and just go around and around like that, and with the old, good old fashioned Sunday movie marathon rotation that we like to do.
Yeah.
So, what's your choice, Chris, for kicking us off with this new era that we're going into?
So, I'm going to go safe and probably very, very obvious. The Exorcist trilogy.
Okay, cool.
Wanted to do it for a while, so it's obviously The Exorcist, Exorcist 2, The Heretic, and then Exorcist 3.
Yeah, and if you're lucky, maybe a little spicy sprinkling of The Exorcist Believer. Yeah,
absolutely not.
We've talked about that in like 2 seconds.
We've already talked about that. There's nothing to say about it. Cool. Oh shit, yeah. So we're... fuck me. We're on episode 143 at the moment, and so I've got like a show to recommend. Season 1 of a show for episode 145. And that should hopefully give us a month to watch a season of a show. It was a toss up, but I'm gonna see how many episodes there are. I don't think it's overly long, but it's one that I've asked you guys to watch before, and obviously nobody ever gets around to these things. It's just like too much to juggle in your day-to-day lives. I get it. Is that it? Yeah, 10 episodes long, I think. This one came out in 2017. It's on Netflix, and it is a German show called Dark.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen this once, sort of like really good impressions of it, but yeah,
I had a feeling that would be what you'd pick.
Yeah, it was either that or like something completely different, which you'll never know about.
until the next one.
I probably won't pick that either, to be honest. It'll be something else entirely. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, so cool. Watch the Exorcist trilogy and also Dark for like a month's time. Yeah, go follow our social media if you want to do that. Just subscribe to the YouTube Sunday Movie Marathon. Just do that. Why not? And Instagram at Sunday Movie Pod. Fuck it. Any last finals?
Let's go to bed.
Yeah. So fucking tired. I'm worn out. So worn out. Ocean's 11 wore me out.
Mm. Oh well. On to Pastures New.
On to Pastures New. Thanks, Al Pacino, for being the best one in the game and sticking it to the man. That's desert power, baby. That's desert power. See ya.